Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
So this dude, he wants to know, hey, would it be offensive if I ask a female stranger face-to-face to buy her socks or her underwear?
Yeah.
I'm a foot fetish and also an introvert, so it causes me some problems.
I mean, there's plenty of places on the internet where you can go do that, and it's girls that are willing to sell them. So okay, I know it probably turns them on, dude, a girl that doesn't do it professionally.
Dude, has anybody ever asked a woman to buy her panties? Ladies, have you had a guy ask you to buy your panties? John, you've probably asked women, right? Yeah. Can I buy your panties? I'm sure you have.
I've looked them up on eBay.
You've looked them up on eBay.
Yes, you could buy them on eBay.
Chris, the girls probably get DM'd that.
Chris also, the guy that will be on our show occasionally, Chris, he's bought women's panties.
He has, yeah. A mechanic, a woman mechanic's panties is what he bought. Yeah.
After a hard day work.
Mm-hmm.
Said it smelled like grease and farts.
Right. That'd be a horrible buy.
Yeah. Terrible buy.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have you ever been offered? I know girls have probably had their panties stolen, which is weird, right? Where a guy's like, I'm going to steal her panties. Like there's some guys, it's like that's a trophy to them.
Yeah.
You know, where they steal women's panties. But I wonder how many women have been, hey, had a guy legit go, hey, I'll buy your panties.
I mean, girls do get crazy ass DMs, just random, you know, normal girls. They'll get DM'd weird stuff from guys. So I'm sure they have been approached just to buy the panties.
That's a hell of a compliment, though.
You think that's a compliment?
Oh, yeah.
That
absolutely.
A guy wants to buy a woman's panties?
Yeah. If you're a girl and some random dude's like, hey, can I buy that?
I mean, I know, like, as a guy, you'd probably look at it as a compliment, right? If a girl wanted to buy your underwear.
Too, yeah.
So, like, why? I guess a girl would. But she may be a little more scared. You know,
Is that still a compliment though?
Is it like, oh, I feel hot.
You're a weirdo, but damn, that's a nice compliment. I must be looking good.
I bet it does still make them feel good.
Damn, you're a giant creep. You know what? You're a giant weirdo. You should be locked away, key thrown away.
Maybe not though.
But man, what a compliment that is. That this person wants to buy my panties. I don't know. 1-855 FU Billy. Couple things, ladies. Have you ever had that happen? I want to know. Would that be a compliment? What's up, Samantha?
Hi, hello.
Hi. Would you take it as a compliment if some dude wanted to buy your undies?
If he was ugly, I would freak out.
Oh, God.
If he was attractive, I
feel like only ugly guys are
going
to do that.
All right. You know, that's just, I mean, it's not fair.
It's not.
But ugly guy asks the same question as an attractive guy.
Yeah.
The ugly guy gets a different response.
He's a creep.
Right? If the guy's ugly and he's like, hey, I want to buy your panties.
Right.
Right? You're going to be like, 911, get him away, beat him up.
Uh-huh.
But if an attractive guy's like, hey, you're looking really fine, I'd love to buy your panties.
The girl and, like, sup.
And you're attracted to him, then you'll have a different response.
Uh-huh.
It's not fair, is it?
Yeah, it would definitely have to be like his approach on it as well.
Okay, what about your socks?
My socks? That's just weird.
Hey, have you ever had a guy steal your panties or ask for your panties?
No, I have not. Well, not that I can recall, but maybe.
Yeah, right, because she probably has so many that she doesn't even realize.
Thank you, Samantha.
If they're gone.
I had no idea. Well, that's a good thing.
Right.
Be like, where's my other panty? Right, because you only got like two pairs of panties. You don't know.
Basically, girls aren't calling in that are like, oh my God, that is so creepy. It's like they're kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah, it's still a little bit of a compliment.
They're like, oh, it depends. It's just like, I don't care how good looking the guy is. Wouldn't it be creepy no matter what?
Yeah.
Just because it's like he's like so aggressive and like, I don't know, but this girl's like, well, if he's ugly, it'd be
he's
creepy.
He's ugly, that'd be very, very offensive.
It's like if an ugly guy and a good-looking guy do the same creepy things, but only the ugly guy's called creepy, that's rude.
Yeah.
That's really rude.
Well, life's not fair.
It's not.
Let's go to Misty. What's up, Misty?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. All right. So, dude rolls up and says, man, you look really pretty. Can I buy your panties?
No.
Absolutely not. I don't know how people think that this would be a compliment. It's just straight creepy.
Yeah, it's
like
creepy.
I'll leave someone. It's gross.
Yeah,
There's no compliment there.
You would not. What is the best compliment that a guy could give you? If a guy just wanted to make conversation with you, what would not be creepy, but also, you know, pique your interest and be a nice compliment?
It's not a compliment at all.
John,
there's
just
something inherently wrong with that entire situation.
No, she wasn't. Uh-huh.
All right, John, compliment her.
Your voice sounds really nice.
Well, thanks.
It also, if your voice sounds nice, you might also have nice hair right now.
If your voice,
creepy. See, when you comment the hair, it's creepy. Mm-hmm.
If you
nice
compliment
hair.
A girl's hair, is that creepy when he says you have nice hair?
It makes me feel like he's gonna like take a scissors to my
what?
Hair.
Yeah, cut yes. it and keep
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right, try again, John.
I like the way you pause in between your words. There's not a lot of it.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.